Hope you survived the long 4th of July weekend. Because my next guest was out there, you know, investigating for you, finding all the great places to be. He's a travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, a guy who might stretch the truth on occasion. But I would never say that in front of people. A guy who's, he's such a good guy. Ron Radaman. Oh, you didn't hear that, Ron. Is this mic open? Is this thing on? Michigan's own Ron Rademacher. By the way, I got to get this in. Yeah. Brought to you by Muskox is Ron Rademacher. GoMuskox.com is the website to find great menswear that Ron will go out and terrorize in the great outdoors. Now it's time, Ron.
I will tell you that Muskox stuff, you know, especially you get out in some of the thickets that I find myself in, that stuff holds up.
Exactly.
So, go Muskox.
There you go.
And as far as my accuracy, it's well known that I never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Well, exactly. So, why would you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to let that happen. So, hey, I got a couple of shout-outs for you, believe it or not. People listen. Stephen Dries Gondek up in NEMA, where we were for the 4th of July, congratulated me on lasting this long in this program. They were astonished that I'm still here. And so they patted me on the back and said, keep going. It's better to be lucky than good.
Now, didn't I see in an afternoon in NEMA one day when maybe I wasn't completely sober? At any rate, didn't I see like a shock machine that could like shock you into, compliance and behavioral, excellence?
Yes. It was what they used to use instead of surgeries. That was actually a microwave shocker. So that was recovered from one of the hospitals up there, and it's still on display at the NEMA in General Store Museum.
There you go. Yeah.
So, yeah, you did see that. Yeah, and speaking of museums, a little shout-out to the Selschoy Lighthouse people, Gulliver Historical Society. We went over there to take a look at that. And I'm not a lighthouse person. I don't go crazy over lighthouses. But this one's very unique, has some unusual features. Plus, they have pictures of their ghosts. They have pictures of two of their ghosts that haunt the place. But if you tour it, they also have a very small but very cool exhibit of local fossils.
Then you do that to me. That's not right.
I know when I said lighthouse, your attention began to wander, but the hook was in the lure that was coming after it. Right. So it's a great tour. And they also have in a separate building, they have a 1600s dugout canoe that was exposed in the dunes a few years ago, which they discovered.
Yeah. Very cool.
Great tour. We climbed up to the top of it. I'm going to post a video, and it might include that in a road trip of the week sometime. Right. Although
Engine House number 5. Engine House, not to be confused with Slaughterhouse number 5, but Engine House number 5, right. Yeah. No Vonnegut here.
Yeah, no Vonnegut. No, but Engine House number 5 is in Appleton, and if you've never gone, this place is really cool. You can get all of it over at Michigan News Resource, a nice picture. But this building was going to be knocked down. It used to be in Muskegon, and the Historical Society stepped up and said, no, it's too cool. They dismantled this building brick by brick, numbered them all, moved everything over to this other town, and rebuilt it. And it sits there today with fascinating stuff inside. And out back, they have a couple of operational Army tanks that you can drive.
That I can drive?
Yeah, you can drive. Yeah, you can. Yep. While Ivy is inside spending money at the gift shop, you can be out back driving a World War II Sherman tank.
Can my kid go with me? He would love that. I mean, he would absolutely go over the moon on that. Yeah. It's like an architecture. It's like an architectural tour today. First, it's the lighthouse, and then it's Engine House number 5. Just Ron's building the whole story brick by brick here. Go on.
Brick by brick. I think they also have an Abrams tank, but I'm not sure on that because my memory is not what it once was. But the Engine House number 5, very cool place. So I know I've used up a lot of time, but those things were all great. We have to get into that. For more than 50 years, they have been celebrating that awesome Michigan specialty pan-fried bluegills.
Oof.
They have the Bluegill Festival in St. Helen this coming weekend, 4 days of fishing tournaments, parades, fish fries, and they're going to crown the Bluegill Queen once again.
What do they crown a Bluegill Queen with?
And, you know, in all honesty, it's one of the last things that happens toward the end of the last day. And by that time, you know, I'm out. I mean,
You're a little foggy by then?
A little foggy by that time, yeah. A little too much washing down the bluegills with whatever.
I've got an idea for you, Ron, but I'm going to wait to share it off the air because I had this epiphany whilst I was boating across Lake Charlevoix during the 4th of July weekend. I had this epiphany for Ron, and wanted to share that off the air. But you're going to like this idea, trust me.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right, so from St. Helens, and we're going to take this in overtime. So, well, you want to go see Elsie the cow? What do you want to do next?
Well, yeah, we can go see Elsie the cow. You know, Elsie is a town here in Michigan, and it's over by Owosso, and they celebrate Elsie with the dairy festival, and Elsie the cow gets crowned every year as the dairy festival queen. You know, it's kind of one of those small hometown things, and they do things the old way, family, milk, apple pie. Good little festival. If you've never been to it, you can get
I like it.
It could be your bucket list, your milk bucket list, to get to the Elsie Dairy Festival.
I like it. I like it a lot. There you go. Yes. So hold on right there. We've got a couple more we want to get to. We don't want anybody shortchanged here. Remember, Ron Rademacher brought to you by Muskox Menswear Action Wear for the outdoors, made by Muskox, a Michigan company. You've got it. Quick break now on the Steve Greer Show. We'll be back with Ron as he rambles through the brambles. More than ever, right after this.